I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Early last week, an Egyptian mosque was attacked by ISIS-aligned militants and over 300 people were killed. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, shares.
In the aftermath of attacks on some of the churches that we've heard about, is to see Muslims step up in those neighborhoods, those communities, and help the Christians or help protect them or help protect churches. Christians have tried to do the same in some circumstances with mosques in certain communities, trying to demonstrate that, hey, there's respect, there's love, there's a means by which we can live at peace even when we disagree religiously.
The terrorists don't like it when Christians and Muslims get along, so please pray for this relationship to lead to gospel transformation. And less than a third of the world identifies as Christian, and yet the majority of religious persecution is focused on Christians. And this is one reason why the Third Archon International Conference on Religious Freedom focused on the persecution of Christians in the Middle East this last week. David Curry of Open Doors USA says, whether we're followers of Christ or not, the topic of Christian persecution is important.
This is the issue, I think, of our time. And I say that with confidence because persecution, particularly the persecution of Christians, is the tipping point in every major crisis around the world, in North Korea, in Africa, in Iraq and Syria. It begins with the persecution of Christians.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Stories that were written by a woman for women to help you in your faith walk. And you can get your copy for free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.